This is Eric with Metagamers Anonymous. I want to thank you for checking out our very first actual play recording for our Zombie Apocalypse Savage World scenario online on Google Hangouts, affectionately entitled Project Z. This is myself, a few of my friends who I haven't gamed with in years, and a couple of listeners who decided to join us. We had a really great time, a lot of fun, and I thought I'd go ahead and record it and post it, given the theme of the game and the appropriateness to the season. I don't necessarily plan on making a habit of this, but if you would like to hear more AP recordings from us, be sure to let us know what you think. You can send replies to feedback@prismatictsunami.com or get on our forums at prismatictsunami.com/forums. Thank you very much. Without further ado, here's session one of Project Z. The following program may contain content not suitable for all audiences. Okay, so Brian's playing a U.S. Marshal.
I guess it would have helped if I printed a character sheet out, huh?
It might be useful for you.
Yeah, might be. Is that still on the internet? I can just go download it.
Yeah, I didn't change anything.
Wrong button.
Okay, let's work out some... I got so much technical shit going on in front of me, I don't have a pen and paper. Hang on just a second.
Get down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said get down, dude.
So. I was talking to my dog.
Oh, sorry.
I'm sorry, I did not know your dog could dance.
You should put that shit on YouTube, dude.
Actually, it was the blind dog, so if we could teach him to dance, that would actually be...
That would be
really
awesome.
It
put
would.
A baby kitten in the room, it automatically will get a million views. I'm telling you.
No shit.
Say the blind dog was born with no eyeballs, so that would probably get some hits on the internet, right?
Only if you showed the cavities where the eyes were supposed to be.
You know, not doing cute blind dog things.
Yeah, like running into walls and stuff like he does.
Hey, blind dogs are fun, guys.
Blind dogs are... Shit.
They are! I had one for a few years for infant sleep.
Okay, Brian, what's your character's name again?
He has Patrick.
No fucking idea, do you? Okay.
Shit, we lost Jordan again.
It seems to be a recurring thing.
Damn it, that's not what I wanted.
Patrick Frey?
It seems to be a recurring theme that Google Hangouts is a glitchy and laggy bastard.
Well, we're trying to run a lot here. I'm sorry, I'm just a cheap asshole. I didn't want to pay for Skype.
Well, you can tweak the settings. Like, if you go under the settings and I change the video, I just set it to slow connection so it only displays the video for people who are... And that seems to be helping my connection. I'm not getting so many audio hiccups and things seem to be loading a lot faster.
Where's that at?
When you go under settings.
Oh, yeah.
And it's got slow connection, fast connection, slow connection.
Huh. Mine seems okay.
Slow connection. Getting like a lot of audio hiccups. It sounds like I've got a lot of like repeat, a lot of echo.
Huh. What do I put it under? Do I put it in slow connection now? Or...
Yeah, I just slapped it into slow connection.
Oh, I see the difference.
Is that under Google Effects?
No, just go up to the top under the cog for settings. Yeah, the top right.
And then,
there you go.
So, right. Let me try again. Brian, you're playing a character named Patrick Frey. He's a U.S. Marshal.
Mm-hmm.
And his current gimmick is he's traveling through.
Right.
Justin, which character's the name? It's Lee.
Deckard.
And he's a concept asshole.
He's a son of a bitch. That's what he is.
Brutal asshole, I think is appropriate.
And yeah, Lee, at the moment, you're in custody.
Yes, sir.
James, your character's name was...
Aldo is what I'm going
to take. Aldo, and what was his last name again? It was Cantor?
Can't Contour. It's like something German that sounded cool at the time.
Yeah. He's a, is he you know, farm boy, white bread?
Yeah.
And he is a governor. He's a politician.
Yeah.
Oh.
I said I'm the politician. Please give me your money. You always thought I was dead.
Boy, did you come to the wrong fucking place. And you are on the campaign trail.
A lot of people don't like me because my policies don't tend to get enacted because other people are asking.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
It's the life of a politician, what can I say?
Jordan, what was your character's name again?
Nathan Frazier.
College student, unfortunate enough to move to the worst fucking town in the country, but he doesn't realize that yet.
Yeah, at the worst possible time as well.
Yeah, that's always the best setup for a character in a horror movie, isn't it?
Shitty luck.
It doesn't get much worse. You said you just moved to town?
Yes.
So do you have family here?
No.
Okay, why Mortiston then?
I was thinking there's like a college or something there. Or a college nearby.
Yeah.
Cheap rent.
Cheaper rent.
Plus the community college just started offering iPads for free to everyone.
Oh, God. I can just see the DM right now just like twiddling with a mustache in the background.
Oh, yes. Indeed.
And Mike, your character's name again?
Nicholas Pledger.
Pledger?
Pledger, yeah.
And that's Dr. Nicholas Pledger, right?
Yes.
Dr. Nicholas Pledger.
I'm personally surprised he hasn't had his license taken away yet.
Of course not. He's smart enough to not get caught, and he has good lawyers.
What kind of doctor is he?
Yeah, that's a good question.
ER surgeon. Okay. Kind of a general practice type guy. Yeah.
You know, one of those people where a drug addiction really won't matter.
Well, actually, I looked up.
It's not like it's a pediatrician where it could go unnoticed.
Oh, don't even start defending it, Mike. It's a mean concept, and you know it.
You need steady hands to operate on a person.
What nurses are for? You need
Here, hold my hand.
That's what nurses are for?
Yeah.
Dude, my mother is a nurse. I can't count how many times she's been called in to do heart surgery.
I got good staff.
Right. Okay. And
if I could have been your lawyer.
If you're gonna go big, eh?
Shit. Okay. And what? I never talked to you, Mike, about why you're here, or how long you've been here, rather.
About a year. Sorry.
Is there any particular reason you wouldn't be new in town, or relatively new?
I'd be relatively new, about 6 months, I think.
Okay, because it keeps me from having to fill you in on a bunch of background.
Aww, adorable dog.
Food.
He just wants food.
Is that the blind dog?
Mm-hmm. Just throw some chips on the floor. You'll be all right.
Actually, he'd definitely be able to find them. The blind dog is our only dog that plays fetch.
The irony.
It's when he fetches passing jeeps palpable. That it's a problem, right?
The irony. It's palpable.
Okay. Brian?
What?
Put stuff in your face.
It's like telling an addict to put down the smokes. Just wrong.
Performing a surgery. Put down the smokes.
Hey, could have been worse. Brian, put on your pants.
Oh.
This is not chat roulette.
Okay, Aldo, you are driving through town. This is not necessarily one of the planned stops on the campaign trail right now. It's not a very large community. There was some talk about you recently left the chat. What did I say? God damn it, I pissed him off.
When the population isn't over 30,000, fuck this place, I'm out of here.
Whole utter crap.
That was awesome, dude.
And there was like error 44.
Oh, what? Nice. So it wasn't even you, it was the computer decided it had enough of this shit. Let's get... No, this place ain't even worth being. Fuck this, I'm out of here. You had some schedule changes in your itinerary. that it forced you guys to take a route down I-20 something or other?
Mm-hmm.
Because 20 or something other is good enough for everybody, right?
Yeah. Sounds about right.
I-33? I-39? I was somewhere in the neighborhood. We lost Brian.
I'm here.
Okay. The details were left to you, largely, obviously, were handled by your assistant.
Jeeves.
Oh, what was his name? Her name?
I'm calling him Jeeves.
Jeeves?
Jeeves.
Poor guy. Is he British?
Yeah.
Hispanic.
No. Okay, Aldo has not long had an assistant, and he's going to, like, suck it in and be like, I enjoy this power.
So he calls him Jeeves, even if he can remember
even
his real name.
Even if he isn't Jeeves, he will call him Jeeves.
That's probably good, because his name is actually Ira Bond, and Ira's an unfortunate name for any guy.
Uh-huh.
Ira has been your assistant now for, like, 2 weeks.
And recently purchased a firearm.
Ostensibly because he was instructed to, but on the other hand...
Yeah, he purchased a firearm because my guy has had an assassination attempt on him.
Ah.
Bastards don't like his political views.
Go figure. Maybe.
Well, it sucks for you now. A little bit cracking. I'll take you out in a heartbeat. No.
The Secret Service is too busy defending other congressmen and politicians. So now it's just down to secretaries.
He's just a governor. That's not worth
it. Your campaign manager, whose identity is not entirely relevant in this particular scenario because she isn't here.
When I hired a girl for my campaign manager?
You didn't do it, and you're not happy about it.
Ah, those bastards.
They test better.
Your most important campaign contributor is actually behind that particular coup. Her name is Jill. You don't like her.
Sure, Jill, girl.
Are
you driving along?
Yeah, you're currently probably riding along.
I wish to be in the back of, like, a black car with a window in the middle just standing up. My guy's hands like this.
A window in the middle.
Was that the
criteria, sir? You can't afford a limousine. Well, just give me something with a window between me and the fucking driver, would you?
Nearest yellow cab.
Oh,
we got some black spray paint. It's cool.
Yeah, there you go. Keep that sucker.
Put some cardboard in between there. Spray paint.
It's very official looking. Hey, I need my privacy.
Yes.
So you're, you know, sitting in the back of the car, cruising into town. The cars had to slow down once it hit across the bridge and headed into this little town. But you've seen nothing but mountains for the last, you know, 8 hours of driving, so you're cool with that. It's, or actually, I guess, more like 4 or 5 hours of driving. It's getting close to noon.
What state is this in?
Colorado.
Thank you.
Colorado? I thought we were in South Dakota.
South Dakota.
Yeah, that's the whole reason why I moved here. I got drunk and a tattoo, and I said...
No, he's talking about mountains. I thought we were in Florida.
Oh, God.
Or Kansas. Kansas is known for their mountains.
No.
Oh, my gosh, yes. We have mountains and cows. The cows are a real bad problem. I tell you, you'd be in Pizza Hut, and one just walks right through. Ah, oh, pisses you off.
So anyway...
Okay.
Back to reality. So anyway, you're cruising along in the back of this little black sedan, going over stuff on your computer and talking on your phone and generally being gubernatorial, because even though you're on the campaign trail, you still got a job to do. See, Nathan, how long you figure you've been in town? That would be you, Jordan.
Oh, sorry. yeah, I just got in like a week or two ago.
Before you came in, you found out that the housing you were going to have to deal with because you came in late to the semester mm-hmm. was going to be off campus.
Okay.
Which is fine, but you were promised a arrangement with a nice little apartment that wouldn't have been a problem, and you show up and it has absolutely no furniture. So you are in a situation where you are forced to take your credit card down to local Furniture Is Us on Main Street and have been sitting there trying to figure out if you really, 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 really need that couch that folds out because everything else in the store that's smaller smells weird. So at the moment that our story begins, you're actually standing just outside the furniture store trying to get a little crisp mountain air before you steal yourself your resolve and go back inside. Any of your characters a smoker?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
I believe I am. 1 second.
Nicholas.
Yes, sir.
Dr. Pledger. You are in traffic.
Ugh.
You hate traffic.
Uh-huh.
And you are on your way to Foster's Pharmacy.
Mm-hmm.
That's the setup. It's approaching noon. Only radio station in town seems to be, that comes in with a shit, seems to be a kind of a hippie freaking FM radio station that has the prodigious call letters KZED.
KZ?
Yeah.
If I was younger, I would get the reference.
It's a zombie thing.
Oh, I know about that.
Some guy calls himself DJ Grant Jazzy, broadcasting as he claims from high atop the KZ radio tower, is spinning down the hits from 87 years ago. No, from about 30 years ago. But he's about the only show in town that isn't syndicated and sucks.
Wait, there are radio stations that aren't syndicated and suck?
Not anymore. This is a fictional universe.
What'd you say his name was?
DJ Grant Jazzy.
If it's anything like actual small market radio stations, you get to listen to DJ Grant Jazzy in the morning, DJ Grant Jazzy in the afternoon, and DJ Grant Jazzy in the evening.
Pretty soon that'll be the case regardless, so.
Hey, after listening to this hippie station 5 times, I tell Jeeves to have me drive up beside the station and then just start flipping him off of the window as we drive past.
Because that is obviously appropriate behavior for a campaigning governor.
The windows are tinted.
It's a thought that counts.
Yeah.
As Jeeves rolls down onto Main Street, he looks at you disapprovingly in the mirror and starts to head towards the radio station.
It makes sense. He's if he's a Republican governor, he's probably not going to be for the hippy-dippy radio station.
Yeah.
If they were playing Limbaugh and O'Reilly and stuff like that and Hannity, then he'd probably be okay with it.
How much do you want to hate your character? You may, if you like, refrain from discussing his politics.
I'm trying my best to.
After all, we don't judge her.
We don't judge at all. Why don't you light up another cancer stick, Mike?
What's wrong with him?
Marshall Frey.
Yes.
You and your boon companion are heading up I-39 or whatever I said, and you notice that the weather has taken a turn for the worse. They're saying on the radio that there's going to be storms. It's overcast. Lovely Colorado afternoon. The reason you have decided, under the circumstances, since you're trying to make this prisoner transfer on a very low profile, to travel through this particular part of the country is because the sheriff of this town, Anderson, what's his first name?
Mr. Anderson.
The rest Jack. Of us are bound.
What's that?
Actually, I do need to know this guy's name.
The references are strong with this one.
The references. Tom.
Tom Anderson, okay.
Tom Anderson. The sheriff is an old friend. And you knew that there was going to be those occasional places you needed to be able to stop and send updates about what's going on from a secure facility and be able to put him away for a little bit while you get provisions for the next part of the trip, you know,
mm-hmm.
things like that. And so you needed somewhere that you knew they wouldn't ask any questions. And you and Tom go way back, so it's not necessarily a problem.
Okay.
On your way into town, you notice that there is a small group of military vehicles parked along the side of a road near a train just east of town. On the way in, the train appears to be stopped, but they don't appear to be causing any impediment to traffic at this point. It just gets your attention because there's several of them.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you with your time on the trip, Deckard?
Probably, I don't know, just pester this asshole. Hey, Barney Fife, turn on the radio or something. You're bored.
Maybe you should have thought of that before you shot somebody.
I didn't shoot nobody.
You know what? I don't care. Not my problem. You want to hear the radio? Fine.
Turn it on. I don't give a shit. You got any Sinatra?
Let me see what I can find.
DJ Grant Jazzy at KZED.
Fucking kill me now. Grant Jazzy, what a piece of shit this guy is. So I'm getting hungry. We need a sandwich or something? Hurry this shit up. I got places to be.
You looking forward to your arraignment, Deckard?
Not really.
No?
Nope.
Only place you've got to be is a cell.
Same story over and over again with you.
I got places I got to be. I got a family. I got a wife. I got a kid. I need to get
is
back
your wife
to
pretty?
None of your damn... Your accent is infectious, Justin. none of your damn business.
I bet she's pretty.
Okay, yeah. So anyway. And scene. Okay.
So, we've gotten over that the sheriff's wife is pretty. Everyone write that down. Everyone write that down. That'd be important in the future.
Okay. You head on into town, across the bridge, and on down onto Main Street, where, of course, you got to slow down the traffic a bit. You don't actually know where the sheriff's station is.
You know, you spend $30 on this TomTom thing, and I can't even tell you where.
This place barely registers.
Throw it out the window. It's not even... You know, you think that the U.S. government could spend a little bit more money on their field agents' cars, but no, here we are. TomTom.
It's the town that's the problem, obviously.
Driving past the car, this really slick governor's car.
Actually, we can tell who doesn't have a smartphone. The government employee.
He's got the Motorola Razor.
Yeah. 1990 style.
Tell me something, champ. You ever have a nice GPS?
No shit, Sherlock. I owned a fucking Ferrari, retard.
Yeah. Bet you missed that, huh?
Not really. I never gave a shit about the shit. I just like beating the fuck out of people.
What a sunny guy.
I tell you what, a jury is going to love you.
How's your partner doing, by the way?
No problems.
How's your partner doing, by the way?
Better. No thanks to you.
Tell him. You got to tell him. The motherfucker can take a shot. I broke his jaw, but he stayed awake long enough to tase me. That's chops.
You should see him play softball.
Okay, now he just reigns as a fag. All right, now it's shit, you fucking jackass.
Dude, I wanted to put your character away. So what are you going to do as you drive down into town?
There's no signs or anything that say, like, where the sheriff's at?
Sheriff's
gas
station that way?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's police. Gas stations. There's cell phones, you know.
Walk her by.
Yeah, I'll stop at the gas station or look. If there's anyone walking down the street, I'll ask if there is there anyone. I don't know. Look for directions.
Small town America.
Okay, turn around for a second. Look at the guy in your back seat. You really want to stop and ask for directions, have people staring at you?
Not particularly. Okay. Well, if it's not that big of a town, it can't be that hard to find, right?
Probably not. Oh, you know.
No, it is.
It's not tiny or anything. It's not like, you know.
What is the population of this place? Coming into town, there probably was some sort of sign? Like, are we talking 20,000, 30, 100?
There probably was. You missed it.
That is what we call a convenient plot hook.
So we don't get to know how many zombies we're going to fight. Is that it?
This is also one of the things that you will see people rage on internet message boards about on actual TV shows.
You get to see on the way in that it looks like the town's maybe 5 or 6 miles across.
It's
pretty good.
Yeah, 30,000.
Thereabouts, probably.
The measurement is how many McDonald's does the town have? I'll whip out my cell phone and call the sheriff. That makes sense.
Yeah, you get a ring on it. Anderson.
Hey, Tom. It's Pat.
Oh, man, you're here already?
Yeah, I'm running a little ahead of schedule.
Oh, dude, this is not necessarily the best time. We got some, shit going on. You heading to the station?
Well, yeah, that's what I was calling you. Having trouble finding it.
Because he's stupid.
Wonderful GPS that Uncle Sam provided isn't really doing the best job.
That's not too big a deal. Just head on down Main Street and take a left to Orchard. Go about a half a mile south, you'll find on the right.
Alrighty. See you in a few moments, Tom.
He hangs up.
Your boyfriend.
Hangs up rather abruptly.
Okay. Just out of character, why are we stopping here? Do we need to spend the night or what?
No, you need to be able to stop somewhere where you can put him away for a minute while you take care of make some phone calls.
Oh, that's right.
File some paperwork and buy some food for the next several hours worth of driving.
Okay.
You have to keep your stops to a minimum.
Yeah.
You're stopping here because it is a convenient plot hook that really sucks for both you and him.
Yes.
Jeeves, fetch me my gun.
Respectfully, sir, fuck you.
I would like to start a betting pool on how many sessions before Jeeves gets eaten.
Two. I got my number on two.
I got next half.
Next 10 minutes, three. He's dead. He's fucking dead.
Now the question is he go voluntarily or did he get tripped by the governor?
Or a CAO.
Justin's character's like, fuck it, I'll eat him now. Serve that bitch up.
And over.
Jeeves, the white meat.
I was running a D&D game last night, and they ran into a centaur that came out of the woods and kind of collapsed all dying at their feet. One of the player characters who recently entered the group was playing a minotaur. He said, I'm going to go get the barbecue sauce. And everybody's looking at him like, what?
Don't act like no one else thought of it. Yeah.
What, haven't you ever had centaur?
Okay.
Okay.
So okay. We head that way.
Yeah. Okay, so you're on Main Street. Just as you are about to, Aldo, just as you are about to instruct Jeeves to get you your gun, or whatever it is you were about to instruct him about regarding, he lets out a quick choice word or two and slams on his brakes as the car in front of him comes to an abrupt stop.
I slam forward and my laptop goes flying forward and hits the car seat braking. Third, I get that out of the way because it's not in my item sheet.
Good call. I like the way you
it
think,
was like
sir.
$1,500. Oh, I was like,
wow.
No.
Yeah, well, you know, that's pretty big of you since the GM just kind of handed you that on a platter, didn't he? So you're sitting there working on the
like
laptop
cheating.
You don't have on your sheet, and I'd have taken it away. It's all good. That's all good. Okay.
I was like, jeez, damn it, what was that?
He immediately gets out of the car and says, I'll be right back, sir.
I look towards him and with the fond look in my eye, I just give him a thumbs up and we silently look at each other for a second.
This brings something that has happened a couple cars up, apparently brings traffic to kind of a stop westbound on I-39.
Blacked out of the car and I slowly shuffle behind him.
As you're getting out of the car, there's a sudden kind of tremor in the ground. And there's a flash somewhere to your right.
I try to hold my hands up to ignore the flash, but kind of look crane towards it.
Yeah, it's only there for a moment, but it's extremely bright. As you look off to the north, you see what appears to be a small mushroom cloud building over the north side of town.
That's always a bad sign.
I jump into the car, close the door.
Nathan, you happen to be standing outside the furniture store.
Mm-hmm.
When you note the same thing, there's a flash of some sort to your left. And you look that direction and you can see what looks to be the top of some sort of, well, it looks like something out of a, you know, nuclear holocaust movie over the north end of town.
Holy shit.
It's okay. They're just filming one of those mayhem commercials for Allstate.
You are kind of glad that your apartment's the other way.
Yeah. And,
this is immediately followed by the sound of honks and crashing vehicles behind
oh,
you.
Oh, shit.
Thank God I made my windows bulletproof.
And Dr. Pledger.
Yeah.
And Marshall Frey.
Mm-hmm.
When the EMP hits, both your vehicles die.
Mm.
Along with everything else in this part of town.
Oh, shit.
Do we see the mushroom cloud?
Go ahead and make a notice check for me. Lee, you do. In the back seat on the passenger side, you're in a position where you see it clearly.
How do I do that, sir?
Fuck.
I have a question. After you're done with all that.
No, okay. Make a notice check. What's your die for notice?
D4.
Notice would be D6.
Okay, both of you go ahead and type in the die roll for that die with an exploding, or plus, let's see, this is how you do it. Type in slash D, and then type in D4, and then every time you make any kind of trait test in this game, which any kind of roll for an attribute or skill is considered a trait test, then you will also roll what they call a wild die, which every player character is considered what they call in Savage Worlds a wild card, which means you're just slightly a cut above the average person in some fashion. So you roll a D4, put an exclamation point behind it when you roll it to show that it explodes, and then also put a plus D6 and then an exclamation point, like I just did.
Wow.
Okay. So.
Yeah. Hopefully, not rolling the same way.
So okay. So I'm clear. The D4 is the wild dice.
By the way, what I just rolled was two ones, which is bad.
So, Brian, in your case, you would do 2d6 because
that's
the d6
right.
is
a
wild die.
Right. Okay. D6, okay. So the wild die is always a d6. So you roll whatever your trait die is plus a wild die, and then you take the better of the two.
I got you.
So, did you figure that out, Mike?
Yeah, I think I got. So yeah, I got.
You need to put exclamations on the ends of them, though, Mike.
Oh, I do. Okay.
Yeah, because your six would explode.
You just rolled a six, so go ahead and put in a slash D and then put in 1d6 exclamation point to roll another one.
Okay.
It'll just nice add to the six you've already rolled.
Do you understand what the exclamation point does, Mike?
It pretty much makes it kind of like the one that's supposed to be.
It explodes.
Okay. So
you got
the idea being that the idea being, Mike, if you roll a D6 and if you in real life and it were a six, you'd get to roll again
and add
that to it. Oh. So like if you rolled a six, you'd get to roll again. If you rolled a four, your total would be a 10. If you rolled a six and you rolled another six, you just keep rolling. Every time you hit the maximum on that dice, you get to re-roll. So technically, in theory, you could roll as high a number as you wanted if you kept rolling sixes. Does that make sense?
Yeah, actually, that's they use that in early editions of Shadowrun.
Yeah.
Yeah, so when you put an exclamation point behind any D, whether it's a D4, D6, D8, it tells it that if it rolls the maximum, to go ahead and roll it again for you over and over again.
So I would plan to use that mechanic every time in this game.
Okay, thank you.
So does everybody get how the die rolling works?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think when it signed me out, my window dropped.
Oh, is it? On mine, it shows up down in the lower left-hand corner. Is
yeah,
it
I know. No, back where it used to be, it isn't anymore.
Okay.
You could try restarting the tabletop forge thing. The easiest thing I found.
Can I just use my own dice?
Doesn't matter to me.
No one thinks I'm about to cheat.
The actual only reason that I went ahead and used the die roller with this is just because everybody could see it and see how it worked to give me a chance to explain stuff. I honestly have no issue if you guys want to roll real dice.
Okay.
If you start getting an inordinate number of successes and never get any failures, of course it might
I'll avoid cheating at all times.
I'm sure. Most times. I'm not real worried about it, but
most times.
Most of the
time. I don't really see what cheating is. You know, I don't see the. It's not like Dungeons and Dragons where we're leveling up and going to get cool new spells and stuff. I don't understand the point of cheating in a game like this.
Hey, I'll notice everything. If there are 50 zombies coming that way, I'll be like, hey, guys. And I'll punch all of them.
James is playing the luckiest motherfucker on the planet, man.
He's the governator.
He's the governator. Okay, both of you had, of course, excellent roles. Now, the primary in Savage Worlds, if you haven't caught it before, the primary difficulty for everything is a 4.
Okay.
So, in short, you can see how the mechanic works because it's kind of got its own dichotomy. If you are rolling a d4, you have a 1 in 4 chance of making it, as opposed to if you're rolling a, you know, d6.
Mm-hmm.
But you also only have a better chance of exploding.
When you put it like that, it doesn't sound so good.
We don't have any. Well, obviously, there's advantages both ways, technically. But, you know, the fact that you could roll poorly pretty easily on a d4, and any roll but a 4 fails.
No, okay. I was just talking about the idea that we would be exploding. That sounds bad. We don't turn inside out when we explode, do we?
We'll find out.
Galaxy Quest.
We'll see. Jeeves does.
Ah,
no. Nobody's exploding. Nobody's exploded yet, though, so we're cool. Under the circumstances, you guys both caught the flash, which from the angle you were at was more of a is that lightning kind of thing, you know?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And but you were able both to turn and see the cloud forming in a position where you could.
Well, I give a nice yell of fuck.
Barney, I think we're fucked.
What's that?
Yeah,
I'm gonna get out of the car.
I can't hear anything.
All the electronics just stopped working too. So
yeah,
that nice little tracker thing that Justin's wearing.
People, can we get out of this hunker's ship before the shockwave hits and we all die?
Oh yeah, because there should be a shockwave. There should be a if it was a nuclear explosion and that's close but near enough by, we should be able to hear or feel the shockwave.
Yeah.
Actually, Brian, you actually an EMP pulse. They it would scatter further than you think. It could scatter further than the shockwave,
which is largely the case here.
It'll actually the EMP goes as far as a visual sight line from the bomb.
We're screwed.
Well, good.
Well, you are within visual sight line.
Exactly. That's so basically anything within visual.
That's at
thank
least.
Thank God for the time in Africa.
The blast is probably at least a couple miles away.
Okay.
So, Sheriff, did you keep my clothes?
I don't know. Let me ask the Dungeon Master.
Yeah, you got something packed in the trunk. People are getting out all over the street. People are freaking out all over the street.
I'm going to just get in my trunk and get my little heavy ducker bag out.
Aldo, your driver comes running back to the car.
Yes,
yeah, I got your stuff, Deckard, but just calm down. It's not the end of the world yet.
Kind of glances inside, making sure you're all right.
I kind of shake out some dust and ask him, what happened, Jeeves?
Don't know yet, sir.
All right. Jeeves, it's all right. We have been friends for 2 weeks now. I'm Aldo.
He remembers that? Wow.
Perhaps you should stay in the car, sir.
No, I'm just thinking about the safety of the public there, Sheriff.
I must ensure that the people of Colorado are safe. Please.
Eric, I'm going to do something else, too. I'm going to put firearm inside jacket.
All right.
What the hell do you have a firearm for? You're a doctor.
He's also a drug addict, so.
Yeah, but.
When you go to a dealer's house, dude, you got to go strapped, all right?
I realize this isn't really pertinent, but what. Mike, what drugs is your character addicted to? Like painpills and stuff, isn't it? Like
painpills, narcotics.
So I ask once again, what
you
the
get
fuck
around dealing more?
You never know when you got to knock over a liquor store, dude. Come on, money's tight. Things are tough all over. Come on.
Oh man. So how's everybody else dealing with the immediate situation then?
I guess the car doesn't start after several tries, right? And everybody else's cars are dead?
Yeah, it's pretty fried.
So, could I do something?
Absolutely.
I would like to do a, would it be a knowledge check or an investigation check to know what the mushroom cloud was?
Probably be in the realm of knowledge more than anything. Do you have a, what kind of, what are you a student of? I never asked.
Actually, I never wrote it down.
this is the time thinking, he tells me. I'm a student of nuclear science.
Exactly. I was thinking engineering. So.
Engineering? So that would include a lot of sciences and such.
Yeah, brief knowledge, like very shallow.
Okay. Do you have? Do you feel like you have any specific knowledge skills that would apply?
Maybe knowing what happened and what possibly is, you know, repercussions of it, but not like, you know, in depth knowledge of.
Okay. Go ahead and make a smarts check for me if you like.
He's a college student. He downloaded that "How to Build a Nuclear Bomb in Your Basement" book.
Brian, not everyone is as depraved as you. It's called YouTube.
And to think there's a PDF for everything now.
Absolutely.
It shows how to enrich uranium in your bathtub using only honey, ketchup, and a toothpick.
You gotta wonder where the toothpick part comes in, but...
No, you don't want to know.
Whoops.
Okay, well, you did
D5.
You did beat it.
I didn't realize it would roll D's that didn't.
D5. Yeah, it'll obviously roll anything. Jordan just found out for us.
Yeah.
Thank
it doesn't even have to have a real shape. So you got a 2 and a 1. Okay. Your particular realm of knowledge and study beyond your. What the fuck?
I just wanted to see what shape it would do.
Beyond your immediate experience with YouTube and whatever else, and popular culture, tells you that that is reminiscent of what the media would suggest is tied immediately to some sort of nuclear blast, although it does look much smaller than you would expect your average nuclear blast to be, in terms of the fact that it... You know, you're still standing.
Yeah.
But other than that, you don't know much about it. You've never had any particular studies that have taught you what to expect or what to think of it. If you have any kind of general knowledge that you think would apply, I'm more than willing to allow that, of course. But under the circumstances.
Other than getting the hell out of there, heading back to my apartment, I don't think.
That's a really good fucking idea. There's a... There is an issue on the street where it seems like there's a lot of people that feel like suddenly they're experts on, oh my God, that's the end of the world. And so you got people running crazy. You got the guy that is in the furniture store who is just locking the doors, looking through the glass at you, locking you out. There's a woman who runs up to the store and is trying to rattle on the doors and has got her kid, you know, her 3-year-old held up in her arms and is trying to get in. There's another guy that's running by and says the aliens are coming.
So it's total pandemonium. There's everybody's running and screaming. Someone, I need to put water in the bathtub. Got to get home. You know, that sort of stuff. that sort of thing, basically.
More or less. It obviously evolves quickly, but it does evolve. It goes from, you know, the moment of shock that everybody in the area has when they're seeing this, or it's being pointed out to them that they weren't looking, to a slow kind of panic setting in, and as soon as people start running and screaming, it's infectious. And a lot of people are trying to run into buildings, or a lot of people are standing there pulling phones out of their pockets and trying to get them to work, which they obviously do not.
Ugh. That sucks.
Yeah.
You guys all look at a loss. Okay, then the zombies come. No, I'm joking.
Yeah.
Then the zombies come followed by the loggers.
Does there seem to be a focal point where everyone's heading?
Well, since you don't necessarily know the town, you're not entirely sure. You did see a park or something.
Oh, I have a map in my back pocket.
I look towards.
You probably do, actually. There's a good chance of that. You just moved to town, so you'd want to get to know the town, and the town's undergone some changes over the years. You might just have a map.
I think I left it in my car.
Okay, where's your car?
Well,
right outside the furniture store.
Okay, but do you have any reason to go looking for a map right now?
Well, if I don't know where my apartment is, yeah.
Well, you've been to your apartment. It's just a matter of figuring out, remembering which streets to take to get where. But you probably you can head to your car, obviously, but your car isn't going to start. Are you going to try anywhere? Are you thinking that far ahead? Or?
I'll do a notice check to see other people trying to start their cars, or the cars, you know, just stopping in the streets.
I won't require a check for that. It's pretty obvious that people aren't sure what to do with themselves.
Okay.
So I guess my next question then is what everybody thinks they're going to do over the next 3 or 4 minutes. Mike?
That's very interesting.
We can't hear you, Mike. You have no sound, sir.
I think he said he was going to slather himself in mayonnaise, jump out of his car, and scream, "I'm a French fry, I'm a French fry," and run around in circles for about 5 minutes. Did we get that right?
Yes, can't hear you.
That was a yes.
No audio, Mike. No audio, buddy.
Try typing in chat until you get your audio to work.
Okay. Go ahead and fuck with your audio until you figure it out. Maybe you could try unplugging your headset and plug it back in.
Did you turn on the mute?
Yeah, did you turn on the mute button on your laptop? Anyway.
No, we still don't have you, Mike. Okay, Marshall?
Oh, sorry, that's me. Well, Deckard, looks like we're going to be doing this on foot. Now, are you going to give me problems again, or are we going to do this nice and peaceably?
Where am I going to go, Sheriff? A bomb just went off. Let me go run into the nuclear fallout, you fucking idiot. Of course I'm going to stay with you. You got a fucking gun.
Smart man.
As long as we understand each other, Deckard.
Can I put something on other than this fucking orange jumpsuit and these ankle shackles, please?
Let's see what we can do. I'll take the ankle shackles off, but I do kind of want something given the circumstances that screams that you're a convict, you're a convict.
So you really think that's the best tone to set?
Deckard, given what I point to the mushroom cloud in the sky, given to what's in the background, I don't think your tone is going to set anything any different.
Aldo, what are you going to do?
Your funeral.
Okay, I'm going to look towards Jeeves, and I'm going to say, Jeeves, do you know where the sheriff's office is?
He starts to get in back in the car and pull up the GPS and realize that isn't going to do any good either. Looks at you and kind of holds up his hand helplessly.
I pat Jeeves on his shoulder, pull him in close and said, then we're going to go. And we're going to keep going until we find people. People who know things. And then I point forward and I start walking with Jeeves. Okay. Towards where everyone seems to be running to.
I would say people are actually running kind of different directions. But in a panic like this, a lot of people are
running.
Trying to...
I'm going to go into town.
Well, you're in town. You're on Main Street.
Darn it. Is there like any like noticeable landmarks nearby?
From your position, there is a... Looks like there's one larger building nearby. It's some sort of park area beyond it. The larger building looks like it's a motel or something. It's kind of... You're talking about kind of classic... Americana here.
Then I'm going to walk towards the motel because it seems like a place where a lot of people would gather to get things straight.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, sorry.
Let's what all you had to say. So Jeeves is an idiot now?
You know, one of those... Jeeves is an idiot. One of these kinds of towns, one of these old...
Ooh, look, two pictures.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
I'm
sorry. So, which way you say you're gonna head?
I'm gonna walk towards the center of the town. Okay. Do I know where that is?
You would guess that's up ahead of you. You feel like you were on your way, kind of through the middle of town. You had.
Yeah,
really
I'm gonna head to the center of the town because that seems like where most people congregate.
Hey, Eric, are there any people that actually show like they have a level head?
No.
I'm gonna just. Light up a cigarette and start looking for people who are, who've been trampled at least. And then start heading towards the hospital.
People who are not freaking out and screaming and running?
Yes.
Sorry, I'm trying to look at my map here. Get an idea for your basic location.
I don't know how people are going to feel about a doctor walking up smoking. That's what they're going to see.
People don't even really know you yet.
I know, that's what's funny.
Doctor what smoking, wearing? That's...
Yeah, you know, that's classic, right?
Brian, not as strange as a guy in a suit walking with a small little kind of scrawny man in between his arms and just pointing forward.
Hey, at least no one's wearing a shirt that says shit happens.
Probably one of the things to consider. Okay, I was wanting to make sure I had a feel for this before I answered any more questions. Probably one of the things to consider about your current position since James, you were asking about kind of moving towards the middle of town, is that the interstate seems to run through town in a generally southeast to northwest kind of direction. And the blast was northwest of you. So technically, if you move further that direction, you're going to move toward the blast.
Doesn't sound bad. If anything, they're probably like officials trying to get set up roadblocks.
Depending on what they knew about what was going on before it happened. Obviously, if everybody's cars were blown out of the operation.
Well, at the very least, the officials are going to be trying to do something near the blast. So I'm going to start walking towards it.
Okay. You kind of got a bit of an incline up to where you get to where that hotel is. You'll be able to see better from there. Kind of westward from here. And, okay, Nathan, what did you say your character was doing again?
I was heading back to his apartment because his stuff's there.
Okay, you were just going to kind of slide on down the street and head back on foot?
Yeah. Okay. I think I was going to grab the map out of my car first.
Okay, so run over to your car. Grab out probably like a backpack or something you got in there that's got kind of a few odds and ends in it like that.
Throw out the books.
Probably not going to need those right now.
Yeah, extra weight I don't.
I don't know, is one of them the Zombie Anatomy by Max Brooks?
You could have the Zombie Survival Guide in there.
Yes.
You get to your car, you grab out the pack, you toss out the books, you don't need them, whatever. And, probably reflexively lock up your car, head across the street, and about the time you get across the street and about the time that Patrick and Lee, you guys are just getting down the street a little bit from your car, and Senator, you're climbing the hill, and Doctor, you are lighting up a cigarette.
Yes.
Another set of vibrations, some sort of distant explosion occurs. You can almost feel it more than you can hear it, and it is followed in a matter of a few seconds by balls of fire flying through the air and destroying the tops of buildings and nearby vehicles.
I jumped into the hotel.
I will. The way I've got it set up is I was handcuffing him to me, but undoing his ankle shacklets. Does that make sense?
Right.
And so the minute I see the fireballs, I will, get down, drop to the ground.
Yeah, It actually hits a building to your left and throws a bunch of debris, and people start running and screaming and running different directions. And that gets some people starting to come out of buildings while they try to see what's going on. And there's fiery debris. And then, Governor, as you start to head across the street to the hotel, to the motel, you notice there's some sort of cafe at the base of the motel that people have started to kind of gather in. And there's a Volkswagen parked out front, and immediately gets slammed into by a ball of fire that goes flying into it. And the Volkswagen rolls over and rolls past the window, and everybody on the inside is going...
I'm sorry, I can't see your face. Nothing was going on.
Everybody's looking at it and watching it. And Nathan, the building that you were about to run right between one building and the other to get across to the street that would take you south towards your apartment, the top of it explodes, and the upper floor comes raining down on the next building. Okay. Needless to say, nobody panics. No, needless to say, we have added fuel to the fire here on Main Street.
In the coffee apartment, I would like to roll to use charisma, try and take control of the situation inside of the coffee shop. See if I can cause everyone to calm down.
Okay, so the first step is going to be to get inside.
No, it's not unlocked?
No, not necessarily. It's just that the people are inside, you're outside.
No. Okay, so I attempt to go over the coffee shop.
Run over to the door. There's people at the door that, when they see you approaching, they kind of back off. Like, they just saw a ball of rolling fiery death go rolling by, and now somebody's running at their door.
Okay, well, I attempt to open the door. Does anything happen? Do they, stop me?
Yeah, no, they get out of the way.
No, they get out of the way. Okay, I enter the room, and I try to say, people, calm down. We need to get hold of the situation, and I roll persuasion, right?
Yeah, that'd be the easiest way.
Do I add my, or not alertness, but charisma to my roll?
Yes.
Then I have 4.
Okay, so that'd be your standard difficulty. People start to look your direction, and there's like a couple people that kind of elbow other people, and immediately someone says, "It's the governor." And someone else, to which people start babbling and talking, and somebody looks your direction and starts surging that direction, and Jeeves tries to get in the way.
Totally would have been cooler if you'd had Jeeves run in and scream, "Everyone calm down, I'm a limo driver."
Everyone calm down, I am the governor.
I'm a limo driver.
Okay, don't say that, I don't say that. I'm saying, okay, we all need to calm down. Are there any injured here?
People start, half of them are still babbling and starting to kind of search for it and try to get your attention. Some of the others, and the woman who seems to be kind of, maybe she's the proprietress, trying to quiet people down and get them to listen to you. So it takes a minute or a minute and a half to kind of sort out the chaos enough for people to really pay attention. So you find that you have to kind of keep doing the calm, yes, ma'am, I understand. Calm, yes. Okay, I'll kiss the baby. Give it here. Come on, here you go.
Are there any injured people here? Body rolls, but that guy don't look so good.
In the middle of them trying to calm down, some dude who's on fire goes running by outside.
I would say he might qualify as injured.
I hold my hand up to my chin like this, and I say, "This situation is about to get heated."
Jeeves rolls his eyes and runs out the door to try to help the guy. Nathan, obviously you're forced to back off from your original plan of escape there.
I'd like to look around for different ways I can go somewhere, or buildings I can go into.
You do see that the building that the debris just rained down on is still largely intact, but there's people locking up the door as you glance that direction.
Yeah.
The building past that is some sort of like it's sort of clothing store or something, and the gals that are outside of that are standing outside still freaking out. One of them's on their cell phone trying to yell at it like that's going to make it work. That building is open and appears to be undamaged at this point. Another ball of fire goes arcing by into a building on the far side of the street.
Well, it looks like my only choice is to go into the clothing store.
Oh, no, no, no. You have plenty of other choices. We can move, we can move on past the clothing store to other stores. I can describe stores all day. No, or you could, you know, try to find it. If you're looking for something that's shelterish, but if you're also looking, if you're instead you're looking for an avenue to get away from this street, then obviously you may want to skip the buildings.
I'll go for shelter and look at my map.
Okay. Patrick, what were you guys doing?
We were heading to, we'll get back. I'll get up and dust myself off.
Right.
Make sure my hat's okay.
Lee, he picks up that stupid hat, dusts it off, and puts it back on.
Hey, deputy dipshit, let's get off the street, okay?
What's the scene on the street? I mean, how far did we get from the car? Like 5 feet?
Thereabouts, yeah.
Yeah. Is anybody hurt?
There appear to be people that are... hurt's kind of a strong word. There's people that appear to be a little banged up that are moving down the street, like they've been spattered by debris and such.
But nobody's obviously...
Except for one guy that's kind of limping into a coat factory warehouse or something. You don't actually see anybody that's showing signs that they were badly damaged. You do see a guy up the road with a gas mask on.
A gas mask?
Yeah. Trying to get his dog out of a car or something.
Oh, like a survival freak type guy.
Must be. It's a full-on, like, World War II looking fucking gas mask, you know, covers his whole head.
That's just weird.
Lee, now you're not sure
officer,
what the marshal's
doing. I think we got a suspect on our hands.
How far are we from where I was supposed to meet Tom? Do I know?
You got no idea at this point.
And there's probably no street signs or anything. Well, how far is my next turnoff?
Up the road to the left, looks like there's a... Well, you're not sure how clear it is at this point. It looks like there's a building that's had a large chunk of the top floor kind of demolished and burning in the street.
I'm going to yank on the shackle. Come on, let's get the fuck moving, jackass!
And where exactly you want to go, Deckard?
There's inside?
I point at the building that's been demolished in there.
How about one of those?
Yeah, there's a clothing store or something that looks like it's intact. You see a guy sliding into it right now. Looks like he's pulling a map out of his backpack and opening it up.
I like your
fucking tourist.
There's this Asian lady standing outside yelling into her cell phone, and she's looks up at you and sees you, and you know, starts shouting at you.
It ain't gonna work.
Oh, son of a gun! No, that's a whole no, 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 walkie, no walkie, no walkie, no walkie. Why no walkie? Oh, Verizon, very bad.
Brian.
That was pretty good.
All right, Deckard. Well, it looks like keeping a low profile is gonna pretty much out of the question at this point. So let's make ourselves neighborly and ask for some directions.
Let's go talk to the tourist.
Head towards the guy with the map.
It's about your speed, Chief.
Come on.
Jeeves comes back inside the diner a moment later. The people starting to calm down a bit. He looks like he's kind of got the guy that was burning kind of put out and is leading him in. It looks like the guy suffered some from the burns, but otherwise his walking is just pretty shaken.
Okay. I look at the guy, I'm like, go sit down, man. It'll be fine. We just got to get that thing calm, nice and calm down.
The proprietress kind of walks up to you, kind of having worked way past the people, and she's like, are you really the governor?
I am indeed the governor, yes.
Well, what the hell is going on here?
If I knew, then I would be telling you.
Well, obviously you're here, and there's something going on out there, and it's something big, and I don't think that can be any kind of coincidence. You know what I'm saying?
I understand what you're getting at, but what you have to understand is I am as much baffled by this as you are. Now, if this is some large conspiracy theory involving me, then I am surely out of it.
Well,
and I'm going to roll to see if I can swear.
Well, you just best be doing something about it. You just be making some calls or something. Because these people, they all freaked out.
That's why we need to calm down. We need to calm down. We need to take charge of the situation.
You all heard the governor. You need to calm down.
Everyone, calm down.
Everybody pays no attention to her, but you seem to be having an effect.
Okay. Now I look towards the mall and I say, what has everyone here seen? To see if anybody's possibly noticed something happening in town
that
I might not have noticed. Or not
that gets everybody much. Talking at once again. One guy's
everyone,
like, there was a big goddamn explosion just up the street. Did you see that? And the one guy's like, "Then I understand. I heard the aliens are coming. I heard the aliens are coming.
It weren't that big. It was just a little explosion. I seen bigger.
I saw gas down the street trying to get his dog out of the damn truck is what I saw. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Doesn't even know what's going on. There's a reason I didn't vote for this guy.
Yeah, I think I saw that boxer that was on TV.
Okay. Well, we need to set up a place where everyone can get to. We need to stop anarchy from going out in the streets.
And who
does? I
just want to assure everyone that the executive and judicial branch are still working. Two out of three ain't bad.
Okay, then I say, okay, have we separated, have we all figured out who's wounded and who isn't?
Everybody kind of is looking at each other.
I'd say that fella that got burned might be wounded.
You're not there, you asshole.
He was being one of the voices of the crowd.
Okay, yeah, no, you're right. You can all be voices of the crowd, feel free.
We need to set up a place for all the wounded to congregate, and we need to find a damn doctor. Is anyone here have any licensing in doctor?
Speaking of the doctor, what are you doing there?
I'm pretty... You ever walk down a road blindly, just kind of like, you know, shutting down?
I did that this morning.
Kind of in
I'm
shock.
I'm walking in a daze. I'm in shock.
Kind of in shock, kind of like, yeah. I've done way too many drugs.
Yeah. In fact, I just popped a few that fucking...
This
the
is
the wrong
not...
day to stop sniffing glue.
A couple anti-anxiety meds and just said, just get out of the way of the fire. Call it good.
Well, the cafe is just across the street.
I'll go there.
It looks like there's people there. Maybe they've got food.
Okay, that sounds good.
Hi.
So about the time you say, is there a doctor? There's a ding, ding, ding. And then the door opens.
Y'all got it.
I look around to see the doctor smoking and say, are you a doctor?
Well, you can't smoke in here.
Shut the fuck up. Who fucking cares what you are?
I don't like the governor's policies on homosexuality.
Actually, stop and laugh at that. Yeah, I'm a doctor.
That's why I didn't vote for him, because he, you know how he is.
There's a man with some burns over there. Can you go look after him?
No.
I'll need to see his insurance paperwork first.
Maude, I want some pie.
Pie?
Yeah, pie.
You got to be kidding me.
No.
I'll get the doctor pie. Wanders off to get the doctor pie.
Well, there you have it. Is it going to hell in a handbasket? Doctor needs pie. Obama.
Hey, I told you.
You know, you're right.
Are there any other injured people besides the Burning Man?
There doesn't appear to be anybody that's really bad, but there are some people that look like they're bruised up and such. And, you know, there's signs of soot and smoke. The firestorm outside has not stopped, but it isn't like all at once. And the biggest to the nearest explosions seem to be receding.
I'm going to try to get people in groups and have them go searching for supplies at the motel, like medication or bandages.
Maud elbows you. He's the governor.
Oh yeah?
Don't you ever read the papers?
No. Hey,
Colorado has a southern accent.
Hey, okay, who here's troubled and
she's from Kentucky?
Yeah, she's not from around here.
Who here's troubled and fucked up right now?
Everyone just points towards the burned guy.
You got a couple people that kind of raise their hands.
Okay, come here. You come here first. Oh shit, you're fucked up. You get over here. You get over to my right. The rest of you guys right there. And those guys are in that one.
Anyway,
anti-anxiety pills and give them each one. And then I cork it, put it in, then I'll pull out the,
Fortunately for all you people, I'm a walking pharmacy.
Some Valium.
Here you go. Take this, please. Just drink some water. You'll be okay.
You're like, uh-huh.
But my leg is gone.
Don't worry, it'll be just fine. And the burn.
It'll grow back.
Little duct tape picks it right up.
That's right.
Don't I need that? Golly, no. You've got three of them.
Anyway.
And then the burn guy, I'm going to ask for a cold compress and we'll.
Okay. What has the people who I've assigned to find medicine in the motel found?
They're actually starting to kind of work their way into the motel room by room, and kind of obviously most of the people that were in the rooms have come out or have doors open, or you know, there's a couple of nutcases that have closed themselves off because at the end of the world's coming, they're goddamn going to be in their living room, you know, or their temporary living room. But it's still a work in progress at this point.
I can't turn on the news. What the hell?
People haven't turned up a lot yet.
Why haven't the alien overlords come to take me back?
I, for one, welcome our new alien overlords.
There's a point at which one really oddball-looking dude in a long black coat with long black lacquered fingernails walks in and kind of looks around the room once, kind of nods to himself like he's counting and heads back upstairs.
Okay.
Okay.
We look towards him and I say, who are you? Where are you going? It's not safe to go out by go alone anywhere.
While you're talking, he's gone completely up the flight of stairs.
I hold my hand up, he disappears, and I just kind of lower it, and I say, "Well,
he didn't."
I seem offended by this. Well then,
you're quick to have somebody else jump in and try to get your attention though. So, Patrick, you managed to get into the furniture store. It's a little bit tricky since you're chained together. And you do end up having to dodge a dumpster that has come flying out of a nearby alley.
This is a riot, Chief.
Calm down. Is the fellow with the map inside?
Yeah, he's just about maybe 10 paces inside the door, has the map out in his hands, is kind of looking it over.
Excuse me, sir.
I'll snatch the map.
Hey, dude, you're kind of tough to me.
Good afternoon, officer.
Can you tell, you look local, can you tell I'm looking for the sheriff's station?
He was reading a map, dumbass.
Ignore him.
Yeah, ignore the guy who's cuffed to a police officer. That's always good advice.
Well, I'll see if I can find the sheriff's station on the map.
Confidence building.
Okay.
You look like you'd fetch about a pack of cigarettes in the pen.
I'll just kind of turn and look at Deckard. How would you know? The only pen you've been in is a cage match with Tyson.
Dude, Tyson was retired way before I started boxing, Chief. Hey, why don't you hold on my pocket right here real quick?
Hey.
I'll keep you safe.
I'm sure you would.
The Asian woman's come back in the door and is holding her cell phone, and she starts shaking it in your face like she's trying to demand in a language you don't know.
Oh, no walking! No walking, no walking, no walking, no walking! No walking, no walking!
Lady, I will eat you if you don't go away right now.
She stops. I'd require you to make an intimidate check, but that seems silly at this point. So, she backs off. I assume, Nathan, that you're just continuing to look over the map.
Yes.
You're trying to find out where you're.
Yeah. Well, I'm now trying to figure out where the sheriff's station is.
Where the sheriff's station is, right. Just a moment on that. Which it's not too surprising you found for these kind of backwoods areas. It's not a real well organized map. It has kind of a cross reference key, so you have to keep flipping it over to see what's where.
It's actually written in crayon on a cocktail napkin.
Mortison County Sheriff's Office looks like it's probably about due west of your current position.
Okay. And I found where my apartment is yet?
That's actually about... judging by the map, that's maybe right about... Next door? No, it's maybe like half a mile south of the sheriff's station.
Okay.
All that is vaguely kind of in the direction of the, sort of in the direction of the blast. And the blast is northwest of here, so the sheriff's station is about west of here. The highway continues to run northwest towards the blast.
Well, in response to that, I got, well, shit.
Problem?
Yes, the sheriff's station is heading...
Did you just fucking say that?
Well, what are you talking about, you... It's like, you're a lot worse than I am. But anyways... The sheriff's station is directly towards the blast zone.
Well, shit, Deckard.
I'm hearing that a lot.
Well, it's a proper response.
Yes, it's very appropriate.
It's a very shitty situation.
I guess we're headed that way.
Whoopee. Hey, you better bring Map Boy along.
Is there anybody else in this store or just us?
There's the two Asian women who you guess are proprietors. There's... a guy with his son in his lap sitting over on the south wall along under some what were probably expensive suits. Most of it's fallen down around that area. And there's a lady who's kind of hanging back by the counter like she was a customer that probably, when this whole thing went down, has been standing there ever since that exact instance. She's holding the dress that she was probably about to buy close to her and clutching it like it's the only thing in life that's important anymore. And is looking vaguely this direction.
It's a lot of innocent people here, Chief.
Should we bring a few of them with us?
That Volkswagen rolls by.
If you ask... Oh, shit. If you ask me, I would say fuck them where they stand.
Yeah.
But since we got the hero here...
What can I say?
We need to get a hold of this. We need to find some local authorities. We need to get a handle on this.
This is a long way past fuck, Chief.
Do you know what kind of radio system the sheriff's office had? Because the radio system might still be up.
Whatever happened knocked out all the electronics. Nothing's working.
Yeah, but isn't it like policy for you dumbasses to have some sort of emergency response system just in case?
You would be thinking of the military, not necessarily the public service people.
Well, I was thinking since it's so dated, they might have a generator that actually works.
Very
kid's
possible.
Got a point.
We're not going to know nothing until we get out there and find either one of the local law enforcement folk or Tom himself. So
I think grease. We
should... Say what?
That guy's grease. He's dead. He's a puddle somewhere.
Either that or he's getting the hell out of Dodge.
If he's got a fucking brain in his head, I'm like this retard I'm cuffed to.
I don't envy there.
You don't envy me being cuffed to him? Fuck, me neither.
I'll just look at both of them. Deckard, I gotta get you in. Come on.
You're fucking still gonna confine me, you piece of shit?
I have one duty, son, and that's to make sure you make it to the station. That is what's going on. You know what? You keep saying you didn't do it. I don't care if you did it. I don't care if you did. End of the world, not end of the world. You know what? That's not my problem. My problem is my man, and I've got my man, and I don't lose my man.
All right, Tommy Lee. Calm down. Put the brakes on.
Talking ain't going to get us any closer, so we might as well get moving.
Well, it looks starting to look like the street's getting kind of deserted. People have either fled indoors or just gotten the Sam hell out of this area.
Yeah.
So is the rain of fire still occurring? Like,
seems to have slowed down. There is definitely kind of an orangish-red cast to everything.
I think it might be best if we waited out a while, guy.
It's still slowly raining fire or no?
There's like, it looks like cinders and smoldering bits of debris that come kind of drifting down, and there's ash falling. But there's there's a definite red-orange glow to the sky because the sky was overcast to begin with, so the clouds have picked it up, or there's big fires going on somewhere to the northwest or something.
Why don't you ask Ping Pong over there if there's some sort of roof access? Get the high ground, Chief.
Hell if I know.
You're not Ping Pong. Ping Pong's the bitch with the cell phone.
Are there any other shops?
I should have said Chun-Li. That might have worked better.
Is there like an electronic shop or anything like that nearby?
You think you saw a Radio Shack sign across the street and up on the other side. You're kind of towards the bottom of a hill, too. Even if you found high ground on this, you might not be able to see well over the buildings up to the west of here.
I'm trying to think.
I can tell.
I'm trying
to think if the EMP would have damaged any electronics that weren't turned on.
Is there a men's long coat, like, in this place?
Sure.
Yeah, I'll grab one off the rack. Stuff one arm into it that's not cuffed to this asshole.
You have to pay for that! Suddenly she speaks great English.
You have to get headbutted into a coma!
Okay, apparently she speaks great enough English to know that that's a bad idea.
It's not a bad fit.
Excuse me, did you just think that it's the end of the world and you don't have to pay, or what?
No, I just thought that I'm running around in an orange jumpsuit. It might scare people.
I would say that would be a warning, not scared. And given what's done, I think they got a right to be scared.
Well, then it was working, because I got a free coat. Do I have to pay for this lady?
No, no, he's okay.
See, she's fine with it.
I'll take the coat off of him and toss it back on the rack. Come on, there's a Radio Shack across the way. Let's go see if we can find some radios or something that works.
It's a Radio Shack. We're saved.
It's the end of the world. They have answers.
That's the exact same thing I said on my trip to Texas.
Oh, man.
So you come in there, Kelso, or are you going to wait around here for the world to end? By the way, you're Kelso.
Yeah, I figured. Yeah, I'll come on with you guys. Guess you guys need the map as well as I do.
Yeah, it's either that or we take it.
Well, I don't think he would, but you might. But he's got a gun, so he'll keep you in check.
I ain't afraid of no gun.
Okay. Well,
I don't like the taste of a gun too much, though.
Nope. Not afraid of any guns. Not afraid of any men. Only thing he's afraid of, according to Quantico, is mice.
That's insane. I ain't afraid of mice. The hell is that supposed to mean? That's a fucking conundrum right there.
Said in the psych eval, you got bit by a mouse when you was in your, when you were young.
The hell are you talking about? Have you been drinking on the job again, Sheriff?
Guess them boys didn't do their homework the way they thought they did.
No, Barney, they didn't.
Aldo, things seem to be, I wouldn't say calming down, but at least leveling out.
Okay. Do I see the guy in the gas mask with his dog trapped?
No, you don't, actually.
But I heard about him. I've heard of his location.
If you ask after the person who you think you heard about it from, they kind of point down the street, back down the hill the direction you came from.
I wonder how nice a pet dog would be.
What's that, Mike?
My character.
I said it's pretty empty down that way.
Right now it is, yeah.
Well, I kind of lean out of the store and look to see if there are any survivors still wandering about the streets looking for some place to find shelter.
There is, it looks like a guy wandering up the far side of the street, kind of shouting. You think maybe shouting a name. He's far enough away that you can't really tell from here. Maybe looking for a dog or a kid or something, but he's not wearing any gas masks.
I wave him to come into the coffee store because it's kind of dangerous out there with the flaming.
You think? Yeah. He's a couple blocks away. You're not sure if he sees you just yet. You also see as you're standing there kind of waving and waggling your arms there, you see what looks like an orange jumpsuit convict being led across the street by a... Brian, what's your character wear?
Suit, white cowboy hat.
A dude to cowboy hat.
Yeah, he's pretty much ripped off of Tommy Lee.
Wow, Tommy Lee Jones.
GPS yeah. suit.
Yeah.
Looks like being led across the street by a law enforcement official of some sort.
To the Radio Shack.
Some younger dude with a map following around behind him.
I'm not sure if I should.
That's gonna be. That's going to be your lot in this, Jordan. You're going to be the guy with the map.
At least put the map away while I'm walking between locations.
Okay.
No. You just have a map in front of you, like,
yeah, I'm just walking with it.
No, that is a little unrealistic. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's folding up. How about this? He's folding up a map as he walks out the door behind them.
That works better.
Okay.
Looks to me like if we go here, the zombies won't be there.
Okay. What's the doctor currently doing?
Oh, there's the problem.
Actually, I should have been done wrapping the dude up, the burn victim up, and then what's going on outside.
Burn dude's in the corner, covered head to foot with bandages. You don't know where the hell he found them.
Let's just say they came from the motel search. Is there any, like, things, like, medicine I could take with me before I left out?
Dude, did you just wrap up a burn victim?
Yes.
Keep on moving.
Burns breathe.
Huh?
Aren't you supposed to? Never mind. Once you're done with that, go ahead and give this hammer and hit him three times every 4 minutes.
I'm not that wasted.
If he says ow, he's getting better.
Looking out where the governor's looking out. I see that shit.
Well,
I look towards Jeeves, and I say to Jeeves, I'm going to go and try to collect more survivors so we can set up the motel's base of operations. I want you to keep this place safe. I want you to keep this place in order and in check.
You shouldn't wander out without some sort of protection, sir.
Sir, that's why you have that's why you have my gun, remember?
Right.
He's got a gun!
Son of a bitch.
What about you, sir?
He was for gun control.
Oh, don't worry.
He got him.
All right, then I look towards him. I say,
you remember that firearm I said I had?
Yeah.
I pull it out and go, don't worry.
He's got a gun!
He's got a gun, too!
I'll start going around out.
The doctor's got a gun!
Okay. I look towards Jeeves and I say, Jeeves, do you think you can keep this place under control? If so, actually, I shall take the gun. I request the gun from him.
No.
Jeeves, bring me my gun. And I hold my hand out.
He's arming it up.
Jeeves, hand me my gun.
Is your name really Jeeves?
No.
Okay, Jeeves. Okay.
Wow.
Hey, are those guys... the guy in the jumpsuit and the Tommy Lee Jones fucker. Are they
ooh,
within that earshot?
That must be a map.
Can you
make that bigger? Is there a way to zoom in on
that? I
thought
they weren't because they were a few blocks off is what he said.
Oh, okay.
There is not a way I can zoom in on the one, but it looks like I could load one that is bigger.
Could I roll to yell loud enough to let them hear me?
Who?
Hey, you
Oh, the law enforcement guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can shout.
Okay, do I have to roll to yell louder, or...?
No.
Oh. I roll an 11! I'm super loud! Okay. I start yelling at them to get over here, that we set up shelter and everything.
They don't notice us, do they?
I'm the governor. It's all right.
Patrick Lee, you guys see some dude, some crazy guy claiming he's a governor. No, you see some dude
waving a gun around.
The guy behind him is actually gonna take his gun.
Sure, sure.
Pop two shots in the air and say, "Over here."
Actually, I don't have the gun because Jeeves hasn't handed me my gun yet.
Did someone just discharge a firearm?
Yes.
Wow.
Eric, I'm gonna pop.
Jesus.
I stepped outside.
You guys are in this area.
I jump back and look at the doctor. Hey, conserve ammo in the apocalypse.
Don't you have more bullets?
It's the apocalypse. Did you hear that? The governor said the apocalypse.
Oh my God.
Holy shit, it's Bedlam. Oh,
he's outside, so.
Hey.
You're supposed to that comment.
You're supposed to keep those people together. In there safe, and yeah. I'm.
There's something definitely wrong with this doctor, dude.
I look toward the doctor, and I faintly try and detect if there's alcohol on his breath.
You do that whole. You get close for a second, and like you're leaning forward a little, and kind of.
The hell, you want a kiss or something? Get out of my fucking point.
All right.
You're pointing a gun at him? Bro.
No, I'm pointing it down to the side. And
I jump away in terror.
What the
fuck? Come on, Decker. That's what the hell
on.
Is going on. Yeah.
I'm going to put it in my pocket. Put it up.
So in unison, Deckard and I both said, "What the fuck?" and headed that way.
Right.
Yeah, I got their attention.
See? Okay. What about that other guy? Did the other guy hear it?
Everybody yeah.
Heard.
Okay, is he coming?
No.
No, actually. Whatever's going on, he felt obviously meant that he needed to run the other fucking way.
Ah, I start firing randomly at him. Get over here!
What?
No, I don't.
So I ran the other way?
No, not you. The other NPC. The guy that was yelling for somebody is who he's talking about.
Yeah. All right.
I assumed that's who you were talking about.
Are they just across the street?
Up the top of the hill. It's about half a block up.
Okay. Well, we'll move up there very quickly. Looking for whoever had the gun.
It's put up.
The doctor casually puts it away.
Man.
Oh,
yeah.
No. Okay.
You okay? You head up the hill?
Yeah.
Well, there goes Radio Shack. Yeah, this is a good idea. People. Let's go towards the guy who's shooting the gun indiscriminately. It sounds like a good plan.
Now, since you guys,
need to gang you in, but I'm not about to let some wacko kill a bunch of innocent people just because we're having a bad day.
Sheriff's gonna taste somebody. Sheriff's gonna taste somebody. Sheriff's gonna taste somebody.
Patrick, Lee, since you guys are kind of approaching the top of the hill while you're kind of. Approaching them, you know, getting close to them, and you're heading that direction, you can kind of see what looks like a roiling kind of reddish cloud or something. You know, you got the top of the hill here just past the motel, and so you can't actually see much. You can't see what's beyond that or what the town's got going on over there from here without going another, you know, 30 yards or so that way. But you can tell that there's a sign that something, that there's fire that direction, you know, large fires of some sort that direction.
Shit.
Holy this just keeps cow.
Better and better.
So you guys get up to the cafe. Hmm. You think that really is the fucking governor?
Really? The governor's here?
He sure the hell looks like him. He could be a dead ringer. He might be a celebrity imposter kind of guy or something, but it is Colorado. I mean, it's the government of Colorado. Just kind of.
No one really cares about him. It's okay. I'm
not into politics.
He's the guy standing there that shot the gun in the air.
Who is?
The governor.
Oh, no, I didn't fire the gun.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I thought it was the doctor.
The doctor, yeah, sorry. The doctor fired the gun.
I'm not firing indiscriminately.
Sorry.
What are you checking for?
Sorry, I meant the doctor. But he's right beside the governor, though.
When we get to the top of the hill, or when we get close, has anyone got a gun out? Is anyone aiming or pointing or shooting?
Nope, no guns. No. They're all being very good now.
Jeeves, I look towards Jeeves. Jeeves, casually sneak the gun back into your pants.
Yes, sir.
You didn't just say that.
I think the governor just told his partner to put his dick away. Something's weird.
Keep it ready. But then I look towards him, but keep it ready.
Sorry.
I take a few steps away from the governor.
Don't we all?
When we get close, who discharged a firearm?
I point towards the doctor automatically. He did it.
Oh yeah, sure. The guy. Yeah. Uh huh. Yeah.
Sir, is there a reason why you're shooting a gun?
Just fucking tase him already.
The guy that said that, by the way, Doc, is tied up in an orange jumpsuit, and he looks very familiar to you for some reason. You think maybe you ran into him at casino night at the Sizzler or some shit.
Hey, were you in Atlantic City?
Can I see the gun that you used to make that noise, sir?
No, hold on one sec. Are you? I swear I've met you at the Sizzler in Atlantic City.
Maybe Vegas, but probably not Atlantic City.
Oh, well, it's been a while since I've been to Vegas. Oh, cool.
Sir, the firearm.
You should probably give it to him. He gets real testy if you don't do what he asks you to do.
I'll start. Brian, is your firearm out and about?
It's on my hip.
Are you reaching for it?
No.
Sir, what's your problem?
Yeah, you have to kind of speak up or something, Mike. You're losing your mic.
Yeah, you're
sir, what's your problem? What do you want?
I would like to see the firearm you used to make the discharges a few moments ago.
Can anybody else not believe this conversation is going on?
Are you licensed?
Yes.
Do you have paperwork for it?
Yes.
And what is where am I a U.S. Marshal from? Am I from Colorado? I don't think I picked a home state.
That's up to you.
Probably California.
Yeah, I would think California. You know what? Given the situation, I'm just going to look the other way on the fact that I don't know if Colorado has concealed carry or not.
Whatever, Barney Fife, shut the hell up.
My mind.
You believe he's sassing you? Are you going to let that stand?
Anyways, that guy has the gun pointing at Jeeves.
Who
has the gun?
Pointing at Jeeves.
Jeeves has the gun carrying permit. It's all right. It's all right. And Jeeves just holds his hand up.
He is the governor of the state of Colorado. So.
That's what I thought. Why is the governor of Colorado in Mortiston?
I was traveling down here on my campaign trail when this happened.
5 minutes ago.
I look around at all the fire and death and everything.
It's
and
been more governor, like 25 minutes now, yeah. Probably.
And do you know anything about what... anything about this?
I have no idea what's going on. I'm currently trying to set up an effort to get medical supplies for anyone who may be injured.
Everyone in there should be feeling good here in about another... No worries on that.
Am I the only one that's disturbed by that?
What?
No, I'm with you, kid.
Who are you, sir?
Local surgeon.
Oh,
holy shit. Oh my god.
You just make a habit of carrying a gun with you, Dr. Nick?
Have you ever been to South Africa?
Oh my god, I just realized your fucking guy is named Dr. Nick. His name is Dr. from The Simpsons.
I lean
the one
towards
him. I was like, hey, everybody, I have a great idea.
I lean towards the marshal
and just
like
open
heart say to him.
As soon as I watch the video, how to.
I lean towards the sheriff and I kind of whisper in his ear, I think he's drunk.
I'm not drunk.
Let me guess, Percocet?
That's one of them, yeah, why?
You can tell from your glazed eyes, buddy. You're taking off pain meds, you can spot that look on anybody.
Actually, anti-anxiety Zoloft works pretty well, too.
You got a couple?
Yeah, sure, here you go. I'll dig around my pouch and get some out for you.
Marshall, you notice just up the hill, the guy with the gas mask?
Mm-hmm.
Coming over the crest of the hill on the street. He's got his dog with him running along beside him, and he's half carrying a young woman who seems to be injured, had her leg all mangled by something.
I will run towards him and try to help him with the woman who's injured.
Why'd the governor just leave?
Because he wants to be a hero.
You might spin around to be maybe about 100 degrees.
And Jeeves just kind of face palms as if this has happened before.
There's the guy in the gas mask. He looks up as the governor's approaching and kind of moves to hand off the girl. And he's like waving forward. And there's another couple guys that are wandering up the street behind him that come over the crest of the hill. That looks to be helping each other.
I'll start heading that way.
I've gotten Aldo, and I'm starting to motion towards the motel.
But Aldo, as you get to the top of the hill and can see past the crest of the hill, you see that just beyond it is a wasteland that has been decimated.
I look towards it. There is a logical explanation for this.
It's not even a mile away from this location. Just been laid flat.
Well then, crap. And I just kind of stare at it for a second.
And above it is a fiery tornado.
What the?
Huh. What
above the... and kind of beyond
it. I pull out my cell phone, even though it technically doesn't work, and I just, like, take a picture of the tornado.
Now he's the only one that sees that,
still
right?
Doesn't work.
Click.
Yeah, he is, unless anybody goes up there to see what he's looking at.
I'm heading towards the...
Actually, I have a disposable camera. Yes, I have a regular camera. I brought my regular camera.
Where do you keep your regular camera?
In the car.
Inside the bottom of my shoe.
In Jeeves' pants.
That's where everything's kept.
Jeeves, take off your pants. Jeeves, hand me my camera.
Well, that's where the injured people are, right?
Right.
Yeah.
In Jeeves' pants? No.
There's a few more struggling up the hill as well. Any of you that feels like moving up to help could probably help them get it.
I motion the guy in the mask where the cafe is, and I go down to try and help people up.
All right, come on, Deckard. Let's see if you can actually help someone.
Fuck that.
What about the rest of you?
Heading that way.
Nathan?
I guess I'll follow along.
Okay. Obviously, when you guys get to the top of the hill, you all can see the same thing.
Well, then.
You know, I don't think there's an ounce of humanity left in you.
Barney, oh, shit.
I
wave towards them all staring at the tornado.
Everyone, we gotta help the survivors.
You know the end of the world thing you were talking about? I think we're looking at it.
All right. It's about a quarter till 11.
Okay.
I think that's a good startup if you guys are happy.
Sure.
Yeah, that works for me.
The look of oh shit in everybody's eyes.
Yeah.
How's everybody feel about playing this way?
I dig it.
It's not bad. It's really not too different than sitting around a table.
It is a little weird. I noticed that one kind of interesting thing about the dynamic is that when you're sitting at the table, it feels like everybody's kind of there, but that all kind of goes away the more you're looking at everybody on the screen. But the other thing is that I find that instead of having to look around a table at everybody, I never have to look anywhere but here, you know?
I will say what's kind of neat about it is since everybody's just little pictures down at the bottom of the screen and you're not there in person and everything's done with just voice, it's easier for me to just close your eyes and kind of imagine.
See what's going on.
Yeah, it makes the image of the setting a lot easier to see. So.
I know I promised you zombies, and I promise they'll be there.
Eventually.
Oh, we got one who's going to the diner right now. We're fucked.
Yeah. Remember, all zombies begin with infection, right?
I don't know. I'm expecting that lady with the mauled leg to be the zombie.
Oh yeah, she's patient zero.
Patient zero, yeah.
What about the pacing? Is it okay? It's a little different trying to deal with everybody like this.